First 60 days. The first 60 days formed a long-term impression that she will never forget. The best thing about not understanding women is that you were never responsible for your actions, until now. She's got to know that you'll walk and not look back in spite of the fact it might kill you, otherwise you'll never truly own her heart. In order to support my habit of interviewing women, I work for most of my life as a salesman for some of the biggest corporations in America. Whenever I got hired, the companies always had a 2, 3, or 6 month trial period during which I was supposed to prove myself and fit in. At the time, they didn't use the word probation, but even back then, that's exactly what that trial period was. If I wasn't in the company mold, I was history. Women also have a probationary period for men. For most women, this is the time it takes to have a first date, and if he doesn't measure up, she's gone. Don't take this personally when it happens to you. Most guys she meets, she gets rid of after the first date. Why? Because after listening to the average guy's bad act for 2 hours, the woman's interest level is lowered and he's out. On the other hand, the bottom line factor says that some guy could have sold her by the end of that first date. I'm not talking about winning over a professional dater. You can't. A professional dater might give you a second rendezvous, but that depends on 1. Her food supply, 2. How low her self-esteem is, i.e. she can't stand to be alone, and 3. The thickness of your wallet. No, what I'm talking about here is the woman who had 51% or higher interest level that you lowered due to your dismal first date performance. But if a man follows the system and is still dating a woman after 60 days, he will usually, 88.6% of the time, make it 6 months or longer. It takes 60 days to gain this beachhead, so no mistakes will be allowed if you want your future baby to miss you even when you are together. Following the system levels the playing field. She's on probation just like you. For once, you have the right to be the rejecter if she doesn't prove herself and fit in. Using the system, therefore, gives you posture because you can be a chooser instead of a beggar. On your first day of work at a large corporation, you're handed a policies and procedures manual. This tells you what you can and can't do if you are to stay with the company. Miss Wright has a similar manual that details her wants and needs in a long-term romantic relationship if you are to stay in her presence. Unfortunately, she doesn't hand you a copy of this manual on the first date, but when you convey confidence, self-control, and challenge, and you are a clean-cut guy who can make her laugh, you'll be doing everything right 90% of the time. The great thing about the system is that it is all the policies and procedures you'll ever need to win and keep Miss Wright's heart, and it doesn't make any difference if she's from Anchorage or the Amazon. Women say, "I want a nice guy who is sensitive, and looks are not important," and she gets away with this half-truth. The bad part is that guys suck it up faster than an auroch sucks up cat hair. The reality factor says there's a little more involved in her romantic selection process. Even the dumbest guy knows that. The truth is that if she likes your looks and personality starting out, and you keep the mood playful, she won't unload you. I want to mention one more important point. You have to learn to drop girls and not feel bad about it if they do not measure up according to the system. This is going to be very tough for some of you because you've never dumped a girl. Another reason you might find this advice difficult to follow is that you have feelings for people in general and don't want to hurt anyone. But if a girl's not right for you, it's better to be honest and upfront and give her walking papers so she can destroy some other guy's life. One or two things happens when two people meet. They either break up or, worse, they get married. And since being the dumper hurts less than being the dumpee, if you have to break up, it's best if you're the one pulling the plug. Only good girls get off probation, but it takes her 60 days of outstanding performances and no flags. For her graduation, you'll give her her first gift, 1 rose in a gold box with a red ribbon. Don't tell her why she earned it. Instead, watch her response. If she reacts like she's just been given the keys to a new Bentley, you really do have a good one. Marry her. If you follow the system, she'll be in love with you in 60 days, and it doesn't matter what her policies and procedures are, because you're doing everything right. Remember, in every relationship, only one person is going to be trained to fit in, so it may as well be her.